Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. David Dolan comes to this broadcast table with me for the purpose of giving us his Middle East news update. In our conversation, we'll cover with David Hamas calling for the liberation of Jerusalem. The Oslo Accords are dead after 25 years. The United States is not willing to discuss with Israel the outcome of the sovereignty of the Golan Heights, and the Temple Heart Project is returning the music of the Messiah to the Jewish State of Israel. Those are the stories that we will cover with David Dolan in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Our lead story with David is going to be talking about the fact that Hamas wants to liberate the city of Jerusalem. But not only the city, the entire state, the Jewish state, they want in the hands of the Palestinian people. We will talk about the fact that there are a number of ancient Jewish prophets that are on the same page with the prophets who wrote over 2,500 years ago how this Palestinian-Israeli conflict would come to a conclusion. It's a 4,000-year-old conflict that needs to be dealt with. World leaders are trying to do that today to bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They have not been able to do that as of yet. I have a DVD documentary that will assist you in your study of the problem between the Israelis, the Jewish people, and the Palestinian people today. It's entitled Esau and the Palestinians. Most of the video shooting that we did on this documentary was done in Petra. That was the location where the Lord sent the Edomites, the descendants of Esau, ultimately the Palestinian people of today. He sent them there 2,800 years ago into Petra to be their headquarters for a piece of real estate that God was going to give the people, the Palestinian people of today. Well, this is a very interesting documentary. We talk about the past, the present, and the prophetic as far as the Palestinian people are concerned. You need to get a copy of this DVD documentary. You can go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there make your purchase of Esau and the Palestinians. David, Hamas saying their goal is to liberate Jerusalem. As if we did not already know that, they're emphasizing it again.
Yes, Jimmy, and this comes as all sorts of developments this week really connected to Hamas. The Palestinian Authority imposed sanctions, economic sanctions, on its own people in the Gaza Strip to try to force Hamas out of power, some are saying. So they're warning Israel that if Israel doesn't put pressure on Hamas to stop this immediately, Israel will pay the consequences. Well, this came as Defense Minister Lieberman said that he does not believe in any peace accord with Hamas. Hamas is a terror group, he said, only. They'll always only be a terror group. He said what they can have is quiet. If they keep quiet, they'll have quiet. And their economy can function, but if not, if there are continuing attacks, there won't be quiet. Well, on Friday, there was again a big forest fire started by one of those Palestinian incendiary balloons sent across the border to do just that. So it doesn't look very quiet, but peace talks still going on in Cairo, unofficial, between Israel and Hamas, basically, indirectly. But again, Lieberman saying, well, we might, you know, go for something temporary, and I've discussed this with you before. They're more worried right now about the situation, which is escalating in the north, and you know, so this is something they want to keep quiet if they can. But Hamas is determined to destroy Israel, and the statement you began with just shows it once again. Lieberman's right, they're a terror organization that wants to see the total destruction of Israel. Well, Israel's just not going to sit and wait for that.
You know, I thought there might not be a lot of noise going on down in the Gaza Strip area because of the Muslim Hajj And that's the time they make their way into Mecca and Medina for the annual pilgrimage. They're there. But even there, they're talking about Jerusalem and the embassy being moved, the U.S. embassy moved to Jerusalem. And so I guess that's exciting them and the people there at the Hajj saying, hey, the problem is that move by that embassy to Jerusalem. That's the disunity among all the Muslim worlds. It doesn't look like that's going to go away, does it?
Well, Jimmy, they can focus on very few things that they all agree about, and even the Shiite Muslims and the Sunnis all agree, and that is, of course, that there should be no Jewish control over Al-Quds, they call it, the holy city of Jerusalem, and that unites them. But as I said in the previous statement about new sanctions from the PA against Hamas, you know, the internal disputes between the Arabs are many, and of course there's wars going on in Yemen and Syria and Iraq and all of this stuff happening. So, you know, this is just a rhetorical point that they can all agree on, for the most part, that Israel should be destroyed. So that's what it was, what essentially they're saying, and that's what they can mostly agree on.
David, according to the Jewish calendar, it was 25 years ago. Now, really, the date on the Christian calendar was September the 13th, 1993. But I'm talking about the signing of the Oslo Accords there at the White House. Bill Clinton, the Prime Minister of Israel, Yitzhak Rabin, and Yasser Arafat. How ironic was that? 25 years, it's dead. It doesn't look like it's going to mean anything as it relates to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, does it?
Well, no, and that's why precisely President Trump is talking about a new peace process and putting some proposals forward to the leaders that both sides are saying are not totally satisfactory to them. But why is he doing that? Because the previous peace accords have basically collapsed. And it's really, the Oslo Accord, really, Jimmy's been just small portions of it remain in effect, but most of it has been finished for quite a few years now.
You know, it's interesting to me that there was, and I think you and I talked about it maybe a month ago or two. Anyway, the United States talking about the possibility of Israel being able to take control, complete control, sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Now with Ambassador Bolton there in Israel for a very important visit, he's making the statement, U.S. is not discussing the possibility of giving the Golan Heights to the Jewish people. Prime Minister saying, boy, I hope that is not the end of this discussion. We need that piece of real estate.
Well, Bolton, I think, was just saying there's a war going on in Syria. We don't know exactly what's going to be the final outcome, and we're certainly not going to talk to Israel about giving this territory to the Assad regime that's currently in control. And Jimmy, the other main thing on Bolton's agenda when he was in Jerusalem was to discuss a joint American-Israeli action against Iran and its proxies. And there was on Thursday a heavy bombing campaign begun, and the reports in the region are that it was Israeli jets and American jets that were doing the bombing. This was of an Iraqi militia that's Shiite, that's under the control of Qassam Soleimani. Now, he's the commander of the Al-Quds brigades in the Middle East for Iran. He's the one that said about a month ago he's just waiting for an order from Tehran to strike at Israel. Well, now he's been massing forces in western Iraq, apparently in anticipation of action in Syria, and he's going to reinforce his troops there. Well, the Israelis are not standing for it, and the Americans apparently not either. So that situation is heating up very, very much, Jimmy. And of course, that's the other end, is the Golan Heights that you just mentioned on the other side. So military action increasing, and certainly Bolton is not going to start bringing in that hot political potato right now. It's just not the right time. And as I said earlier, I don't think it's the right time for a Palestinian talks to go on, and there's very little sign that it actually will happen.
Very interesting report coming from Israel, where Bolton was for a couple of days and treated with high honors, had special meetings with him, with the prime minister and many other leaders of Israel as well. But he said that the highest importance for the United States would be blocking nukes coming in, nuclear weapons of some type coming in from Iran. That was a good assurance for the Israelis.
Oh, John Bolton is known in Israel for his strong stand against Iran, consistent over the years. Of course, President Trump knew that as well when he appointed him as his national security advisor chief. And they love him, frankly, in Israel, because they think he understands them and the threats. And he basically said that they discussed a series of steps he did with the Russians about getting Iran out of Syria. He said, we fully support Israel's stand on that. There can be no Iranian forces remaining in Syria. Well, Iran seems to be fighting back, as I said. And, Jimmy, the next few days we could see an escalation of the conflict to the point where it looks like a full war. There were hundreds of casualties in these bombing campaigns. This was of convoys of pro-Iranian forces moving towards the Syrian border, getting ready for action. So Bolton's watching that very closely, and again, the Israelis are glad that they have, well, let's put it this way, that the Obama administration is no longer in there and that the Trump administration is, and they're not so sure always about the president himself, I must say, but they really do trust Bolton and the Secretary of State and others, and the defense Secretary of Defense and all of that. And they trust Donald Trump, too, but they do hope he doesn't push them in any ways that they can't go in any future talks. But again, that's just so hypothetical at the moment. We're looking at war, not peace right now.
Well, let's close on a positive note. We've got about a minute left, David. The Temple Harp Project is underway. Mick and Shoshana Harari started making biblical harps about 25 years ago. They've been involved in returning the music of the Messiah, and there are many saying that if the initiative, the biblical initiative with all the harps, are set in place, there could be redemption for the Jewish people. Boy, very interesting in these comments.
They're actually friends of mine, Jimmy, and I bought one of their harps for my close friend Lance Lambert, and he had it on his bedroom door, and every time he opened it, he thought of that you know, Israel will be redeemed. This will be part of the restoration of Israel. It's been marvelous to watch that work progress.
And they are all ready to put that temple up. Final little touch, 4,000 harps that King David wanted to be played by the Levites when the temple would stand in Jerusalem. Great report, David. Boy, you covered a lot of items. Thank you so much for putting them all in there so people could understand the Middle East news update that our man David Dolan gives us each and every week. Thank you, David. We'll talk again next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy. Thank you. God bless.
Great report from David Dolan as it relates to the fact that Hamas wants to liberate the city of Jerusalem and, in fact, take back all of the Jewish state of Israel to make it a Palestinian state. You know, Dave's report indicates that the Islamic terror organization Hamas is on the same page as the ancient Jewish prophets who wrote the end-time scenario for the Israeli Palestinians. Malachi wrote that the Edomites, the Palestinians of today, would return and rebuild. Ezekiel, in chapter 35, said that the descendants of Esau would rise up, kill the Jews, and steal their land. That's verses 5 and 10 of Ezekiel 35. Obadiah, a very small book of Bible prophecy in the Old Testament, wrote that the Palestinians would control the Temple Mount. That would indicate that the Palestinians are the descendants of Esau, the Edomites of yesterday, and that they would control the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, which is actually the location there in Jerusalem where the Palestinian people would be destroyed as if they had never lived. That's Obadiah, verses 15 to 18. The stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. We talk about the past, the present, and the prophetic as far as the Palestinian people are concerned. You need to get a copy of this DVD documentary. You can go to my website, go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there make your purchase of Esau and the Palestinians. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.